So for this message, I want to talk about trees. We're going to talk about trees. Trees are a very common theme in the Bible. So as we all, you know, settle into the service this morning, let's review a couple mentions of trees in Scripture. We'll start in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis 2, and we'll read verse 9. In Genesis 2, verse 9. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and in the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So here we have one tree represents life, one that represents the knowledge of good and evil. So at the very beginning of the Bible, the tree is used to highlight one of the most meaningful decisions in human history, which continues to define everything about our physical and spiritual lives. In other parts of the Bible, trees are mentioned as a metaphor for us, for Christians. And it's very common to hear that Christians should bear fruit like trees do. Let's go to an example of this. Matthew 7, verse 16, an example of Christians bearing fruit, or people rather bearing fruit, like trees. Matthew 7, verse 16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Let's go to one more example of a tree referring to Christians. Psalm 1. This is going to be our focus scripture today. Psalm 1. Verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So I want to focus in on this, specifically in verse 3, where it says, brings forth its fruit in its season. This phrase, in its season, implies that not every season is for bearing fruit. Anyone who gardens or farms knows this. Plants and trees bear fruit according to the season, and that season depends on the climate and the type of tree, among other factors. Trees go through phases. Trees aren't always producing fruit. But when they aren't producing fruit, trees are doing things, other important things, which contribute to the fruit when the season comes. So this line of reasoning leads us to the concept that in order for us to bear fruit in due season, like a tree, we may need to go through seasons where we don't bear much fruit. Those seasons, if managed correctly, can help us produce more and better fruit in the long run. So today, I'm going to cover some seasons that trees go through and how they correlate with seasons in our lives. I'll then discuss what we can do during those fruitless or less fruitful seasons to prepare ourselves to bear more and better fruit when the season comes. So the first season that I'm going to cover is very important for a tree, especially a fruit tree, is early growth. Many fruit trees take several years to even start producing fruit at all. And when they do produce, often the first couple of harvests are not very good, not very fruitful. So let's go over to Luke. Luke 12, verse 4 and 7. as well in verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with beauty. As a new tree, a young tree, someone new in the faith or a young child growing up, they don't face the same expectations as those who are spiritually mature, those who have been doing it for decades. When we are new, we don't always know better, and God recognizes this. We have to keep growing, keep trying, but some things just take time, and we cannot always rush growth. Be patient, because when a young tree fully matures, it will bear great fruit. Another season we'll cover today is winter. Many trees become dormant in winter. They focus inward. They protect themselves. This is due to the harsh climate in the wintertime. You might be in a season where you need to protect yourself. Maybe you are currently in a harsh climate, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Trees in winter focus their energy inward and produce their own antifreeze that actually stops the cold from killing them, at least in the colder climates. They focus that energy on themselves and they defend themselves from danger. Focusing on yourself doesn't always mean being selfish in a bad way. Sometimes you need to focus on yourself in order to be stronger for others in the future. During winter dormancy, trees grow their roots deeper. They create a sturdier base. Brethren, when we brave the winter, there's nothing wrong with focusing inward, protecting and strengthening ourselves, and growing our roots deeper. An inward focus, or a positive inward focus rather, can center on our prayer life, biblical knowledge, emotional intelligence, discipline, even physical strength. An inward focus during a spiritual winter can help facilitate our future growth as long as we recognize it and use it wisely. Now, the last season I'm going to cover for trees today is pruning. Trees need to be pruned. If they aren't, branches will fall off. The branches that fall are what the tree decided isn't worth the energy to keep alive. Brethren, I'm sure if we examine our lives, there are a lot of things we can stop giving our energy to. If we don't prune ourselves and let these branches die and fall off, the pruner, God, will come around and do it for us. God prunes us through trials, and we need to recognize that it is all part of the season. And that when the trials end and the season to bear fruit comes, we will be much more able to focus our energy on that fruit than on all the dead branches that either fell off or were pruned. Now, I want to make one final point about trees. It's a bit of a bonus point. It's not about fruit, but I'd like to cover it anyways. It's a warning to all trees that focus on the wrong thing. Ezekiel 31. Ezekiel 31, we'll start in verse 3. Indeed, Syria was a cedar in Lebanon, with fine branches that shaded the forest, and of high stature, and its top was among the thick boughs. The waters made it grow. Underground waters gave it height, with their rivers running around the place where it was planted, and sent out rivulets to all the trees of the field. Therefore, its height was exalted above all the trees of the field. Its boughs were multiplied, and its branches became long because of the abundance of the water, as it sent them out. All the birds of the heavens made their nests in the boughs. Under its branches, all the beasts of the field brought forth their young. And in its shadow, all great nations made their home. Thus it is beautiful in greatness and in the length of its branches, because its roots reach to abundant waters. The cedars in the garden of God did not hide it. The fir trees were not like its boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like its branches. No tree in the garden of God was like it in beauty. I made it beautiful with a multitude of branches, so that all the trees of Eden envied it that were in the garden of God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height and set its top among the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up in its height, therefore I will deliver it into the hand of the mighty one of the nations, and he shall surely deal with it. I have driven it out for its wickedness. And aliens, the most terrible of the nations, have cut it down and left it. Its branches have fallen on the mountains and in the valleys. Its boughs lay broken by the rivers of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone from under its shadow and left it. On its ruin will remain all the birds of the heavens, and all the beasts of the field will come to its branches, so that no trees by the waters may ever again exalt themselves for their height, nor set their tops among the thick boughs, that no tree which drinks water may ever be high enough to reach them. For they have all been delivered to death, to the depths of the earth, among the children of men who go down to the pit. Trees that just focus on the visible, the height, the canopy width, the beauty, and ignore the hard parts, the deep roots, the pruning, the early growth, maturity, will end up like this tree described in Ezekiel. Remember, brethren, this isn't a sprint. We cannot always be bearing fruit. A tree that never stops fruiting will exhaust its nutrients and die. This is a marathon. We will have seasons that feel fruitless. Don't ignore them. Don't waste them. Use them. Seize them. Learn to feel the seasons change. Prepare for them and benefit from them. Don't let the fruitless seasons go to waste, as they all directly contribute to how well you can bear fruit when it is your season.